Americans are in charge of the war, says French journalist who returned from Ukraine. A French journalist who returned from Ukraine after arriving with volunteer fighters told broadcaster CNews that Americans are directly in charge of the war on the ground. The assertion was made by Le Figaro senior international correspondent George Malbrant. It continues. Malbrant said he had accompanied French volunteer fighters, two of whom had previously fought against ISIS. I had the surprise, and so did they, to discover that to be able to enter the Ukrainian army, well, it's the Americans who are in charge, he said. The video is posted right there on Infowars.com. You can watch it. Adding that he and the volunteers almost got, quote, arrested by the Americans who asserted they were in charge. The journalist then revealed that they were forced to sign a contract until the end of the war. And who is in charge? It's the Americans. I saw my own eyes, he said, adding, I thought I was with the international brigades and I found myself facing the Pentagon. It's Tuesday, April 12th, 2022, and there's an extremely critical article on the front page of Infowars.com written by Paul Joseph Watson. It links through to the top publication in France and has the excerpts and the video of one of the most respected journalists in the nation reporting on the fact that, quote, Americans are in charge of the war, says French journalist who returned home from Ukraine. Now, why is this important? Well, as I told you before this even started in February officially, that the United States and NATO had thousands of U.S. Special Forces, British SAS and others in the country since before 2014 when the State Department overthrew the elected government. George Soros brags about this on CNN. They have policy reports put out by the State Department. This is not even hidden. It's an absolute fact. But the public is totally and completely not just naive, but illiterate when it comes to geopolitics and the military and the things that are happening. But the reason this is a big deal is the Americans aren't even hiding it anymore, the American troops. That they are fully in charge of running the brigades, recruiting the people, vetting who is in it, and then training them on the anti-tank, anti-aircraft, the switchblade drones, and so much more. And that then U.S. assets in space are helping direct it all. That this is a direct war with the Russians. And I'll say it again, the West started this war. The West started this proxy war. And that doesn't mean that I support what Vladimir Putin's doing, but I certainly do not support what George Soros and the international war criminals have done starting this proxy war that they're now blaming on the entire world economic collapse, which was set up by the central banks devaluing currencies and the two-year lockdown around the world. But here's the article. Just remember, you get this tomorrow's news today. We're telling you this years ago and warning in October that war was coming in February, and that it would then probably expand massively, and that the Chinese would also go into Taiwan. That's the intel I have. They haven't done it yet. I think they're watching to see what happens with the Russians, but here it is. Americans are in charge of the war, says French journalist who returned from Ukraine. A French journalist who returned from Ukraine after arriving with volunteer fighters told broadcaster CNews that Americans are directly in charge of the war on the ground. The assertion was made by Le Figaro senior international correspondent George Malbrant. It continues. Malbrant said he had accompanied French volunteer fighters, two of whom had previously fought against ISIS. I had the surprise, and so did they, to discover that to be able to enter the Ukrainian army, well, it's the Americans who are in charge, he said. The video is posted right there on Infowars.com. You can watch it. Adding that he and the volunteers almost got, quote, arrested by the Americans who asserted they were in charge. The journalist then revealed that they were forced to sign a contract until the end of the war. And who is in charge? It's the Americans. I saw my own eyes, he said, adding, I thought I was with the international brigades, and I found myself facing the Pentagon. The journalist went on to say he also mentioned America is providing Ukraine switchblade suicide drones, something highlighted by the Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin in a tweet that revealed Ukrainian soldiers were being trained to use the devices in Biloxi, Mississippi. We also have the photo of the Pentagon tweet on Infowars.com. Citing a French intelligence source, he also tweeted that British SAS units have been present in Ukraine since the beginning of the war, as did the American Delta Force. Russia is apparently well aware of the secret war being waged in Ukraine by foreign commandos and has been in the region since February. And it just goes on from there. Ladies and gentlemen, Vladimir Putin knew when he went in to Ukraine he was facing the best special forces of the Western world. He knew he was throwing a very, very small military comparatively against them. And you just have to pull back and think that this is really very, very reckless behavior. And the only thing more reckless is George Soros and the globalists starting this whole damn thing, and it makes me extremely angry and pissed off. We have evil running our governments, and we know it. They run the policies, the transgenderism and the children and the pedophilia and the grooming and the open borders and the devaluation of currencies and the poison fluoride in the water and the GMO deadly shots, and everything's happening. It is a curse. These are not Americans. These are not Brits. These are not French. These are not Europeans that are running this New World Order. These are evil, corrupt globalist forces. And Paul Joseph Watson's article goes on to show the polls that upwards of 80% of Americans and Europeans and Brits, it's about the same number, 75 to 85% they average, some of them as high as 90% in polls, do not want any aid or any direct involvement of the West against Russia. This is on their doorstep. It's where Russia started. We should not be getting involved in these affairs, but instead, the people that run our country have actually started the whole damn thing. And that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. And that's what we witness with the U.S. sending in tens of billions of dollars a month now. That's the real number. Into this giant expanding proxy war that the Russians just threatened yesterday may lead and will probably lead, if it continues to expand, into a direct military confrontation with the West. And now NATO and the U.S. are shipping armored vehicles and tanks and other devices of war directly into the combat zone. And this is so dangerous. This is so, so, so evil. And they're controlling the Ukrainian border, the U.S. government is, but not our southern border, as Biden prepares to completely erase it entirely. So remember that and think about, while we're being imploded and while service men and women are homeless on the street, while people die of fentanyl every 5 minutes, I think it's every minute or so, actually, while the whole society collapses and its test scores go to almost zero in many school districts, they have some school districts where no one can pass a test. As all of that happens, we're told we've got to follow this TV actor Zelensky and do everything he says. So we are in deep, deep, deep trouble. You can say what you want about Vladimir Putin. He's been trying to modernize Russia. He's been trying to move them onto organic farming. He's been promoting the family, and he's been banning the leftist Disney-style grooming garbage. And so on that front, he is better than the globalist elites we have here that are in control. But I am not on Russia's side. I am not on America's side. I am on the side of truth and the side of God and the side of his son and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I hope everyone will pray for world peace and pray for Americans to wake up and be America first when it comes to defending our nation and our borders and our sovereignty. Because I am an American and I am loyal and I do love this country. And that means I actually love the interest of this nation. And also above that, the interest of God and what God dictates. God, family, country. God, family, country. Not Disney, George Soros, New World Order, Club of Rome, World Economic Forum. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Tomorrow is the last day of the giant up to 75% off mega blowout sale on so many amazing items. The t-shirt sale will continue until they're sold out. That is t-shirts, all t-shirts and other apparel at cost. Infowarsstore.com. Without your support, we will shut down and be off the air. With your support, we'll continue to fight on at point-blank range with the globalists, but we need your funds now. We're in the thick of the battle trying to stay on air right now, so please pray for us. Please share the live links, and please go to InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of the amazing specials and great products that will enrich you and your family's lives and will also fund us and keep us on the air to reach out and inform others. So again, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWars.com, band.video, because we are the resistance. We are humanity. We're building a pro-human future. Please remember, the only way we stay on air is your support. And I am extremely excited that a product that I thought I might have to discontinue because of supply chain breakdowns, because we get it from France through an American distributor, is available again. Because I put the money in 11 months ago to get this, almost demanded it back a few months ago. And they said, no, France is open back up. In the farm that makes it, you're going to get it. And they documented it over the last 100 years. It does better in a lot of different studies and tests than even over-the-counter antihistamines and things. It's all natural. It is the shells of a special type of quail that a special diet where they learned it had a major anti-allergy effect. Helps support healthy sinus function, helps enhance respiratory function. Pollen block promotes clear airway passages and normal breathing, promotes respiratory health and normal breathing, supports eye comfort and sinus health. Quail egg extract. Decades ago, researchers in France discovered the ability for certain quail eggs to alleviate season-related symptoms when eaten, and it is powerful. And despite the fact it'll sell out before I ever get more of it in, I'm offering it out of the gates 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We're also going to end the sale at the end of the week for Vasobeats Beet Concentrate. This documented so good for your heart, creates nitrous oxide in the blood, wonderful for your cardiovascular system, fights blood clots, everything. That is back in stock, 40% off. And BioTrue Selenium sold out for more than 8 months from the mustard seed, the highest quality, very powerful, all your electrochemical activity. It's just like the iodine, but different. You need the two together. It is back in stock. It is 40% off. That sale is going to be ending on Monday or so, because we've already sold out a lot of the stock. And we're trying to, again, reach our underages with things we don't have in stock anymore that people buy. By selling out of the t-shirts, and we had 63,000 t-shirts that over the last few years I ordered and did and never promoted or sold. We had a lot of, you know, some t-shirts sold well, some didn't. We had a lot of them just building up. Some of the best sellers are there as well. We're never going to reprint any of these. We'll have all new shirts after this, and I appreciate everybody coming through. We've already sold out 20% of the stock, so in another week or two we should sell out of all these t-shirts. Your last chance to get them ever. We're selling them at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. Stay with us.